Autonomous vehicles may soon be coming to Hawaii's streets, but they'll still need a human operator for now. A bill signed into law by Governor David Ige this week paves the way for the eventual adoption of driverless cars. It authorizes the testing of autonomous vehicles on any public road in the state, so long as a driver is present inside the vehicle. The State Department of Transportation can now issue permits for companies interested in testing the technology in Hawaii. 29 other states and the District of Columbia have already passed laws regulating driverless car technology in some form. Major players in the auto industry like Daimler and Volvo are rushing to develop the technology. All of Tesla's new models are now equipped with an autopilot system. It allows the car to accelerate, brake, and even steer without human input, although it's been involved in at least a dozen documented collisions, several fatal. Tech companies like Uber are also going all in on self-driving autos. The still unprofitable rideshare service has bet much of its future on being able to offer pickup on demand without the expense of a driver. Google spinoff Waymo has been testing commercial trucks and passenger vehicles in the American Southwest for years. The Sunbelt's mostly clear skies and dry roads offer ideal conditions for developing the first generation of driverless vehicles, a factor that could also provide a boost for Hawaii. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Ryan Finnerty.